835 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile mornings on a Monday. Getting you back into the swing of things as we start a real work week. An actual five-day work week here. For most folks, I would say.
Nobody told me that.
This segment brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog is the place to play if you're a sports fan looking to win money while watching sports. That's what I did all long weekend long. You could win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on player stats like passing yards, touchdowns, rebounds, three-pointers, steals, things of that nature. And with Underdog's double flex option, you can even take two losses and still have your entry be a win. Plus, Underdog's putting the power to cash out in your hands. You can either keep riding with your entry or tap the Win Now button to cash out whenever you want. I was playing Underdog all weekend. I threw one out there on Friday for you, the South Alabama game. I put together an entry with Fluff Bothwell, the Jags running back. Said he'd score at least a touchdown. And then the Texas State quarterback, Jordan McCloud, I said he would throw at least one interception. Both of those happened, and I won 3.5 times my money just like that on
Eureka.
Underdog. Eureka! This season, Underdog will be running a special, a promo, or a bonus almost every single day, like profit boosts, discounts, and free picks. To get started, it's easy. Download the Underdog Fantasy app. Sign up with promo code Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N. Deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's $1,000 in bonus cash. Just download the Underdog Fantasy app and use promo code Dalton. Must be 19 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply, and if you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You let the girls gamble to give you some tips?
They do not give me any tips, yeah. I probably could use them every now and then, to be honest with you.
Bellingrath Gardens and Home Marketing Director Cassidy Smith joins us in studio. Good morning, Cassidy.
Good morning.
I can't imagine what you'd be talking about right now this time of year. What's going on?
All things Christmas and lights.
Yep, and you don't wait, do you? Right after Thanksgiving, the lights come on and they stay on well through Christmas. You even give folks a chance to check the lights out after the big day. I think it runs through January 5th, right? So every night at 5, is that when the lights come on?
They come on at 5, and then the last ticket is sold at 9 p.m.
Wow.
What do you think about, how do you project what the crowds are going to be like? How do you, I know you go year to year and look back at who came last year, how many came and all, but I've never been there when it wasn't just
crowded.
Yeah, crowded, very crowded. So business is generally good, right?
Yeah. We usually generate about 90,000 people more. Close to 100 is my goal, mm-hmm. If I'm doing my job good.
So I've been out there a bunch of times, bringing the little kids, and we'll be out there again this year. For folks who have not been out to the Magic Christmas and Lights there out at Bellingrath, what can they expect? I mean, you show up, parking is easy, if it gets too busy, you normally have folks kind of directing people around in the parking lot, but that's generally easy. You get in, maybe stand in line for a little bit, then what happens?
Then you can walk through the gardens with a bunch of twinkling lights. Some nights there are choirs, and there are s'more stations. You can buy alcohol, and just enjoy the gardens. You can take a home tour, which is very interesting.
You know, I think the last time I went out was a couple of years ago. It continues to expand. It never stays the same. Each year you have an addition, and it's almost like, well, what more can they do? But every year you find something to add on.
Yes, I've walked through it several times already this year, and there are plenty of new additions. For one, it's all LED now, and they've brought out some pieces that nobody has seen in about a decade or so, and everything's made in-house, so it's extraordinary that about 3 people are putting up the lights, and then we have a whole maintenance team.
Unreal.
That Unreal. Is awesome. So every night that you have this going on, of course, now through January 5th, opens at 5, usually wrap it up around 10, I guess. Is that right? Kind of start selling those last tickets around 9 o'clock for folks who are trying to get in late.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we're saying that around 10 p.m. or whenever the gardens are closing, and we're trying to get people out of there.
And we always end up, and I'm sure pretty much everyone that goes out to Bellingrath this time of year, you have so many photographic areas in the garden, like the fountain. We always get our pictures in front of the fountain, but you have so many other spots in the garden where really people could walk in, have a good time, and then walk out with like their Christmas card for the year. There's a lot of great spots for family pictures throughout the gardens.
Yeah, so we do have Santa photos available till December 23rd. I did just make a social media post for quote-unquote Instagrammable spots that have good lights. And one of our new displays is by the Christmas Tree Lane. And I think that's a beautiful spot to get some photos as well.
Yeah, there's one great spot after another, really. I mean, it doesn't have to be a designated area where you say, here's where you... I mean, you could just pick it out on the spot as you're going on through. Who and what team maybe is behind the design? I mean, that's very artistic. There's a lot of talent that goes not just maintenance or not just putting it all up, bringing it all down, but somebody's got to design all of that so it looks the way it does and presents the way it does.
Mm-hmm. So several people go into that, and I know that we did a master plan on Magic Christmas not long ago. Mm-hmm. And we had some designers, external designers, help out. But I know that our Magic Christmas team and our executive director, Todd Lassane, they all have traveled to different gardens and gotten ideas. And it's kind of like a collaboration.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I imagine they start pretty early in the year, kind of plotting out how they want things to look by the end of the year.
Yeah, so during Christmas this year, the executive director and the Magic Christmas team will be sitting down brainstorming for next year's ideas, and they start putting up lights in mid-August and finished just a few weeks ago.
Really?
That is so...
So the lights are there, though you can't see them until you flip them on, right?
Wow. Well, you probably could if you look close enough, I imagine, during the day.
Well, maybe so. I mean, what are the odds that I would notice?
But that's the thing, too, is because the gardens stay open during the day, right? Normal operating hours, you can come through, do the Bell and Grath thing, and then maybe even swing through again at night for the light show.
Yes, so we do ask people whenever they come, like, way early in the day, they will have to leave and pay for the lights. But I recommend going, you know, at 4 p.m., get to see the plants around, and the lights will start coming on. So make a lap, maybe get some refreshments, and go back through, and you beat the crowd.
Wow, yeah, that is an insider tip there.
that really is.
And you mentioned the refreshments, and I don't want to harp on this too long, but you did mention that beer and wine are available, and I've certainly taken advantage of that over the years with the now 3- and 5-year-old running around like banshees. But also for the kids and for the adults, you have your traditional kind of winter stuff like hot cocoa, and you can kind of warm up if we have one of these cold nights.
Yes, so we have hot cocoa and apple cider, and then for the adults, we do have a new beer collaboration with Braided River.
Oh.
So check that out.
That's my buddies down there. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So all of this online at bellandgrath.org. Would you recommend getting tickets at Bell and Grath, or I know you have pricing for the Santa photos online. You have like the schedule if you want to go on a night where the choir is performing. You have the map up there. How would you recommend folks get tickets and prepare to make the trip to Bell and Grath?
I recommend checking out our website, seeing those peak and non-peak dates. Non-peak will be our value nights, a few dollars cheaper and less crowd. Mm-hmm. And I recommend getting the tickets online to help out everybody and save some time at the door. And next year, starting next Christmas, we will be doing online advanced only.
So okay.
It's good to go ahead and start practicing.
Yeah, and it makes it, when you get it online, it makes it getting through the entrance a breeze. And then also, if you have little kids or somebody who needs a wheelchair, you have those available for rent, too.
Yes.
Wagons and wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm. First come, first serve, but people are allowed to bring their own as well.
The thing about Magic Christmas lights, I just want to put this out there. Yeah, it's great if you're Dalton, you've got little girls, 3 and 5 years old. It seems like that's perfect. But I would say date night or a group of adults, it's not just for kids. It's not just for little ones. It's beautiful, and anybody can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I have been there growing up since I was a child with family, friends. I've been on dates there. Mm-hmm. It's really meant for all.
Yeah, I agree.
Date night. That's genius, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, date night. I never even thought of that. I should have done date night at Bell and Grath.
Yeah, so you never thought of that, and I wouldn't see the lights unless they were on. So we both have our deficiencies. We're talking about Magic Christmas and lights.
That's the line of the morning. Cassie Smith, Marketing Director with Bell and Grath. So again, bellandgrath.org, all the information up there for this. You can get the guided Bell and Grath home tours, of course, throughout the season. But what everybody needs to know, 5 p.m. lights come on. Every night now, except for Christmas and New Year's Day, I think. Every day, go out and check out the lights till January 5th.
Yeah, Cassidy, pleasure having you here. And I think it's something that, you know, I would say you probably know the numbers better than I do, being the marketing person, but this is well known in Mobile. I mean, I know you need to get the word out there, but the fact is, Bellingrath, and especially Magic Christmas and Lights, not too many people have got to be nudged and just heard about it for the first time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've known about Bellingrath since I was a child. Now, all the newcomers I know could probably use some help finding out.
Well, we look about the way Baldwin County is growing. There's a lot of new citizens in Baldwin County that weren't there last year or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good place to make sure that they're aware of it, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's awesome. And reminder, too, we always end up doing this as well. You have the gift shop there with some good Christmas gifts you could pick up and wrap up just in time for Christmas. Cassidy, thank you so much for coming in with us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
That's a good two-for-one. You make that. You got a Christmas shop and out there at the gift shop. You're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm kind of short a few gifts here this year. Go ahead and make your purchase right there and knock it out. And two for one.
Usually I let the kids and the wife, they'll browse the gift shop for a good 30 minutes, an hour. I just go kick it with Santa while he's taking pictures with the kids in the back. Wait him out.
Dalton kicking it with Santa. That is something you may see at Magic Christmas of Lights this year. He'll be out there at some point. It is 8:46. Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, back after this.